Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go.
Oh, man, missed opportunities. Missed opportunity.
It's going to haunt you for days, man.
Yes, it will.
I can't wait till you put on like a station that starts playing Christmas bells.
Oh, I'll be sick.
It's going to eat you alive.
Oh, sick, my goodness. Man. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno is in for Bo Morgan today. If you missed Throwback Thursday trivia, it was one of the most spirited rounds we've ever had. We got it all on video, so it will be up on Twitter later today. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Hawks are back in action tomorrow to take on the Pistons. Pregame is at 6:30 here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. Michigan head football coach Jerome Moore has been terminated with cause, effective immediately. Braves have signed Mike Yastrzemski to a 2-year, $23 million contract. Did I say it right, Mike?
You did?
Yes.
Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski. Yes. Yastrzemski.
I saw everyone laugh when I said it, so I had to double check. Yes. And tonight is Thursday night football. Pregame with Mike and Bo starts at 6 right here on 92.9 The Game. Ahead of tonight's game, though, the Bucs have activated receivers Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan from injured reserve, and the Falcons have officially ruled out Drake London for tonight's game against the Bucs. I know. That's a tough blow right
no
there.
No bueno.
Real quick, and I know we're going to get in a third down conversation. I do want to pay off what we talked about a minute ago. Do you think it's an either-or situation with Raheem and Terry? Do you think that if the organization makes the difficult decision to bring Raheem back, which I do think it will be difficult, and I think it got even harder on Sunday, do you think there's got to be a pound of flesh somewhere where you look at it and go, look at the depth at wide receiver, look at the depth at linebacker, look at the special teams depth. Do we have to move on from somebody making personnel decisions?
I think those two things can be mutually exclusive. I don't think they're necessarily tied to one another. I mean, you know, you have to begin to wonder at some point, you know, the depth to which Terry Fontenot operates. And I'm not questioning the aptitude of him doing his job, but the structure, the organizational structure of the Falcons is such that there's a lot of checks he has to go through. It's not like he has full autonomy to say, this is how I'm constructing the roster and this is who I'm going after in free agency. And, you know, it everyone's just thumbs up with whatever Terry wants to do. So I think there's room there for personnel to be added, you know, and above Terry and look at, like, you know, what that may look like. And I think there's a world where Raheem can stay and Terry can go. I think there's a world where Terry stays and Raheem goes. I mean, look, you know, objectively, you can look at some of the key additions to this roster and go, pretty good.
Yeah, right? I agree with that.
I mean, part of the reason we're in this scenario and we're talking about the coaching is because we felt like coming into the year the roster was playoff caliber.
Agreed.
And the roster was playoff ready. The one thing that everybody, when they said that, assumed is that the quarterback position was going to work out just fine, and clearly it has not.
Which goes on Terry, I would think, you know, well, as part of the decision making process there, which that makes the conversation very difficult.
It also goes a little bit higher than that, but
for
you
sure,
know, yeah, you know, yeah, the decision to sign Kirk and then draft Mike was precipitated
an
at the highest level.
Organizational decision, yes, if you will.
Yeah, take from that what you will, but clearly it was done at the highest levels of the organization with buy-in from everybody else. So. That mess that has been created is now part of the reason why we're here.
Well, and speaking of Kirk, one of the biggest issues there's been a spotlight on this season is third down conversions. Let's hear Kirk talking about that when he spoke to the media the other day.
It's never any one thing. I think when you look at third and one, that's different than third and 11. So, you know, if we're in short yardage, we gotta convert and not have it go to fourth and one. You know, I think we had a third and short that we didn't convert this past game. And I came to the sideline and I kind of joked. We ended up converting the fourth and one. But I joked. I said, man, it sure would be nice to pad the third down stats when we have a third and one. If we can get a yard and a half, you know, that would really help pad the stats. So certainly your percentage chances of converting are much higher when you're in third and more manageable. I do believe we've been in third and more manageable the last couple weeks. That's not from any statistics I've seen, but just from observing as I'm playing, I don't feel like we're third and 12, third and 15, which is a recipe for not being good on third downs.
I do feel, I think he's spot on, at least as far as the Jets game goes. You and I talked about it last week a little bit, Mark. He had one penalty against the Jets, and that's been one of the biggest issues is when you play station-to-station offense, when every complete is like an owl, right? You know, when you check down and that's an automatic just 5-yard gain and there's no broken tackles, I think it has led, at least against the Jets, to some short yardage opportunities. It was not that way against the Seahawks from my, you know, from the naked eye watching it. It felt like they got in long yardage situations. It felt like, you know, they were either getting first down and first and second down. It's been a glaring problem for as long as Zach Robinson's been here, that you've been 1 of 11, 2 of 11, 3 of 10 at best, it feels like, on any given third down weekend.
I mean, look, there is 100% credibility to what Kurt says. Third and 3, third and 2 is different than third and 9 and third and 11. Those are completely different obstacles to overcome. So there is credit for that. The fact that Drake London has missed, what, 4 games now, hurts you a ton on third down. He's the best receiver on the field most games that he plays in. And the most reliable guy when it comes to catching the ball in tight spots.
And he's missed every game Kirk's played.
Yes.
Going all the way to Miami.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So there is truth in that. The third and short stuff to me, that I would put more on play selection, play calling than anything else. Look, you have to manage the down and distance where you're on the field. If I'm sitting there and it's third and 3 from my own 38, right? You know, you could be in shotgun and throw a ball and get an incomplete, and then you're punting. But you could also give the ball to that guy, number 7. From what data tells me and what people say, that number 7 guy seems to be pretty good. And what you can do is run it, and if you only get 2 yards, then you put yourself in a situation where we open the door. How risky do we want to be? Do we want to try to go for it on fourth down? Do we want to give it back to Bijan or Tyler Allgeier again? Like, those are things where you manage the game within the game, and I don't think they do a good job on third and short of executing well, which is why those numbers take a hit, and that's exactly what Kirk is talking about.
I agree, and I also think that there's probably an entire package of plays where Felipe Franks is in at quarterback and can do different things in those situations. We just don't find ourselves in third and short enough to be able to actually operate from those plays.
I don't even think you need to get that cute, Mike. Just give the damn ball to 7.
Well,
like,
look.
Why is this so hard?
3 weeks in a row, I've had a question in the pregame for Bo. When we do Sunday selections, which should be Thursday today, so I'll have to rename it. But I always ask him, who's going to have more rushing yards for this offense, Felipe Franks or Kirk Cousins? And it sounds like a crazy conversation on the top, but I think that given any Sunday, that the odds are that Felipe Franks probably does the quarterback sneak before Kirk Cousins does, and Kirk Cousins is not going to scramble. So I just think that there's probably all sorts of opportunities in the third and short, for third and 2 or less, that they could probably get to. It's just that how many, you know, you need to go out and practice your third and longs more than you do your third and shorts right now. That's the thing.
Or, just convert on more of your third and shorts. Like, it's, for me, it's always maddening. I'll never get the OC who wants to be in a shotgun when you need a yard or you need 2 yards. Just give the damn ball to your running back.
Well, you can change it to Thursday thoughts today, Mike, if you want.
That's
to.
That's a good one.
You got to make it a
Thursday
alliteration.
Think tank.
Yeah. Thursday think tank. There you go. Well, you know, Raheem Morris also talked about third down conversions the other day, and he talked about how this comes down to player execution.
You always got to talk about execution on third down, and then you got to execute at a high level. You know, we had the first third down of the game was great. Bijan ran a great, magnificent route. We threw the ball to him. He caught it and ran with it. The next execution, we didn't execute the protection the right way. We still get the ball up there. We get an opportunity ball. We got to come down with that. You know, the next one, we get an opportunity to get the ball out there, and we drop it. We got other opportunities in the game with weird drops. And then once you got into the second half, man, it really got out of whack. You got those third and really long ones that you don't want, and that's when it really gets bad for you. But it is definitely down to execution. It's definitely down to that dog making that dog play. And we didn't get it done yesterday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You and I just talked about Terry Fontenot and or the entire personnel department, everything that goes along with that. And that's one of the kickbacks I will give. And I'll give, because I've been as hard on Zach Robinson as anybody has. And I do think that they need to move on from him ASAP. But I think when you look at the situation, they have had times where they have tried to run dive plays to Bijan Robinson behind your $21, $22 million guard in Chris Lindstrom. And when he weighs, I'm going to call him 295, he's listed at 305. I don't think that that's even possible. When he's, you know, when he's going against Vita Vea and he and Ryan Neuzel together weigh what Vita Vea does in the A-gap, I think that's a problem. So I do think that they have to be a little bit cute. This is an offense that it still has the personnel of an Arthur Smith offense. What did Arthur Smith do on short yardage with Desmond Ridder? Zone read, Desmond running towards the pylon, doing all those different things. You don't have that. Zach has not mirrored the run game.
You know what the problem is,
though,
Mike? Like with opening it up and getting cute, as we call it, when you're so bad at it, it just reeks of we don't do the simple stuff right first. And if we can't do the simple, why are we getting cute when we don't execute a simple 2-yard rush?
I would go further than that, and I've asked the question. I'm a huge fan of Chris Lindstrom and what he does in this offense. I think he's very good at wide zone, but why are we paying $22 million to a guard that you can't run behind on third and one?
Right? 100%.
Look, it is what it is. I think he's a really good player, but he's the highest paid, I believe, the highest paid right guard in the league, and we're talking about getting cute on third and one. I don't know.
You're not going to get an argument from me. Like, it's a simple. When Ross sits here and says it's about player execution, I agree. I think you'll agree. The best play call in the world executed poorly still can be
100%.
Poo.
100%.
Okay? So from that standpoint, but also, if you're going to stick to that philosophy, then it's put the ball in your best player's hands and go behind the best offensive lineman you have and put best on best and ask those guys to win.
I mean, we're running out of time.
Like, we're not going to go behind Wilkinson. I know he's not playing, but you know what I'm saying? Like, on third, you're not running towards him, right? And asking him to do a big part of the ball.
That's
give
one
it
of
to
the
your best player.
I really feel like we were missing Caleb McGarry a lot in that aspect. I think that he was kind of the answer next to Lindstrom that I don't think you have this year. And, you know, simply told, I know you just talked about number seven. I'd rather have Algier running the ball on third and one anyways.
Fine. I don't even mind that. But, again, give it to your most reliable
downhill
guy.
Get under center. Put your hand on the
– yeah.
I'm not even going to say it.
Your hand under his keister and give it a little whirl.
Keister's a good one.
All right, we're going to continue to get you ready for the Falcons game tonight with a live broadcast of Dukes and Bell at Gustin's in Ackworth. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. I believe it's Abe filling in for Carl today.
It is.
They will have all the pregame discussion and analysis specials on Miller Lite. It's at Gustin's in Ackworth with Dukes and Bell/Abe today from 2 to 4 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, the Colts have us all watching how this Philip Rivers situation is going to pan out. We'll hear from Grandpa Rivers himself next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.